It's Wayne's World. No, wait, no. Guardians of the Geekery, episode 26 already? Holy fuck balls. That is awesome. Joey the Giddy Geeker.
What?
Matt Starnslord. Carol the Cat. Carol the Cat? Not okay. Tiffany Tiffles Tech Lord? No.
I think the gallows got them.
Okay.
No, there was that advanced screening last night. So
yeah, they couldn't make it. We missed them, and we will probably make fun of them.
Yeah, but we're not going to mourn them because we have three fabulous guests here. And before they even get to introduce themselves,
oh my god, yes,
going to go right into the rapid fire response round. I'm going to ask you a series of questions where you get to answer with one word or phrase. Please do not overthink it; you may be wrong. So here we go, Herc.
Oh.
Time to confess. What is your guilty pleasure to watch on TV? This is rapid fire.
Oh,
no,
sorry. Married at First Sight, I guess.
Okay. If you
what was that?
Kelly, if you couldn't live in the U.S., where would you want to live?
Right here.
If you couldn't live in the U.S., where would you want to live?
I said if I could live in the U.S. London.
It's debatable.
Okay. Adam, when you need a good laugh, what do?
I tickle myself.
Tickle me, Adam. Sci-fi weapon of choice, Herc.
Sonic screwdriver.
Favorite cuss word, Kelly?
Shit.
All right. What movie are you looking forward to seeing, Adam?
Oh, God. I'm blanking.
I don't think that's a movie.
Oh, Ant-Man.
Well, there you go. Herc, what was the first concert you ever went to?
Judas Priest.
Kelly, same question.
Shinedown.
Adam.
Project Revolution.
There you go. All right, Kelly, what cool new technology do you want to see next?
iPad in the shower.
Oh, there you go.
In the
Adam, what was the first comic book you ever read?
Oh, yeah. Exo Manowar series, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Herc, Bilbo, or Frodo?
Bilbo.
Okay. Kelly, what movie out now do you never need to see?
Oh my god. Troll 1.
Adam, what is your theme song?
The Bananas in Pajamas theme.
Bananas in Pajamas. Herc. Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, In Living Color, or Kids in the Hall?
Mm, wow. That's,
oh man.
That's a lot. I probably have to go with Monty Python.
All right. Okay, Kelly, send me back in time. What year would you like to go back to?
Probably, I don't know. Probably 2011. Just for a little bit, and then I want to go right back.
Okay. And Adam, who scares you?
Kelly.
Okay. Really? What's the most metal?
The most metal. Vibranium?
Least metal.
Adam.
Herc, Marvel or DC?
Not cool.
Oh, God, neither.
Okay, but Herc, for you, if your life was in comics, would you prefer to be in the Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Bronze, or Modern?
Definitely Modern.
Other than you, Herc, who illustrates your stories?
Oh, gosh. Daniel Klaus.
Other than you, who writes the story?
Oh, yes, Matt Horns.
All right, pick one. Star Wars, Star Trek, or Doctor Who?
Doctor Who.
And who plays you in a made-for-TV movie?
Harrison Ford.
Herc, what is the answer to the question of life, the universe, and everything in a one-word answer?
Sex.
All right, this question is for all of you. We'll be going rapidly down the row. Whoa. If you're stuck on a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger, what would be your number one book that you would have preloaded? Adam.
How to Build a Raft to Get Off an Island.
Kelly.
How to Get Off an Island for Dumb People.
Can we just say those are the best answers we've ever had?
Yeah.
People were like, well, I'd like to read this for 5,000 years. I'm like, really?
How to Grow Your Own Food.
There you go. What album would you have preloaded?
how to get off an island with a raft on tape.
Kelly?
Probably the soundtrack to Castaway.
There you go. And Herc?
Probably D.O. Holy Diver.
Okay, let me guess, the movie would be the movie version of How to Get Off an Island with a Raft.
Starring Patrick Stewart.
Okay.
Okay. Castaway, because it's hopeful.
Okay, and Herc.
Love Actually.
There you go.
See, that's an actual answer. I'm just banging.
And what solar tablet game would you have preloaded for those hours when you hurt your thumb from trying to build a raft to get off the
Lego
island?
Lego Island.
Echo Island.
Lego Island.
Lego Island. I can build a raft of Legos.
Always thinking, Adam. Always thinking.
Probably Clash of Clans.
I get sunburned easily.
I really don't know any games. I don't play any games.
Solitaire.
Solitaire would be awesome. Or chess.
Chess would be awesome. Chess. There you go. You have survived the rapid fire respawn.
Woo! Through the gauntlet. Yay.
You have made the raft. You've got your quest points for getting off the island.
That was stressful.
I know.
That'd be a lot of fucking Legos. But I like it.
So, Kelly and Adam, who the fuck are you and what are you doing here?
Well, we broke into the wrong house.
And, and now you want to stay because you're really cool stuff.
You seem like nice people. We are in a band called Something Clever.
Wow.
I am the lead singer. And
I play lead guitar.
Woo.
Cool.
Yay.
Yay! Yes. And what do you have coming up?
Something called CleverCon! Con! I don't know. I didn't know if
that saved me a fortune. Thank you.
I didn't know if we could do that in post or not.
That's the acoustic reverb.
That's right. That's right.
Just add an extra one just in case.
We don't post edit. What the heck?
CleverCon. It's, just a metal show that we cooked up, and it's four geeks, because all of us in the band are geeks, and that's why we're here, but we wanted to create something for our friends that would be really fun, and I don't know why we didn't think of this sooner.
Okay, but, and what day is CleverCon on?
August 15th, it's a Saturday.
And what time is it, and where, and how much does it cost?
It starts at 6 p.m. It's at Tremont Music Hall. It's $5 in advance if you get it from anybody or online. And if you buy your ticket in advance for $5, you get a little grab bag with stuff, like free stuff from the sponsors and all the bands.
So. Cool.
And then tickets are $8 at the door and $6 at the door if you come in costume.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I like it
a lot.
Yeah.
And where could they go to find out more about it other than our links page on Facebook, which doesn't exist? So
the easiest way to go to it, if you're not already on Facebook, is to go to somethingcleverband.com/clevercon. All one word.
There you go. And Herc, who the hell are you?
I am just a person sitting here speaking. No, my name is Edith Lise Petnizas, and I run Sketch Charlotte for the last almost 10 years.
And what is Sketch Charlotte for those who are not?
It is a weekly meeting of artists, writers, musicians that meets at Showmars across from Heroes every Thursday, for the most part. And we just kind of get together, talk about art, music, comics, movies, just about anything.
And a proud sponsor of the Geek Gala t-shirt, I believe.
Yes, that is very true.
If you look in the back of the t-shirt, you will see that it was there. So, well, thank you. And you're going to be at CleverCon, correct?
I will be, yes. Setting up.
Yay.
Hopefully. So come see me, and I will draw any commissions, of metal people.
So. You drew the Groots on my
I did
on my team.
Groot, yes.
I love Groot.
Are you going to have some Mr. Loom comics?
I will bring some comics, for sure. Cool. So if you guys are into comics, definitely come by and see what I got when I'm peddling.
So what's the story of Mr. Loom, very quickly?
Mr. Loom is a moon-headed vegan that goes on bizarre adventures through space. So it's kind of in the vein of, I guess, Wallace and Gromit to some extent. He has a companion. I wanted to tell stories that... without words, that anyone could just pick up and read, So it kind of crosses all barriers. So it's kind of all ages, but I think that anyone can read it and enjoy it.
Very cool. Well, thank you. So tell me, Kelly and Adam, what kind of musical style would you best describe yourselves on as?
Classical?
Yeah. Classical. Zither music. Like Greek, lute.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
A hint of bagpipes.
You play nude.
Yeah. I'm playing mouth harp. I would say we are active rock and metal with a little metalcore thrown in every now and again. We're starting to write heavier and heavier, but we're still in that vein of, you know, everybody would still enjoy this, I think. Right. So.
And if they don't, they're stupid. So.
Of course.
So, speaking of dancing.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars, we watched it last night.
No, you didn't. You think you can dance.
Yeah. They all blend together.
They are all the
seriously.
Ones.
No, street versus stage, completely different. And there are no stars at all, so. I have to give her a little shit, but I will end up watching it too. So
I know, you watched the whole thing with me, so don't think
I didn't cry though, damn it.
Yes, you did.
So what did you think of the show? Tell us all about it, Joey.
Well, it was the final week in Vegas. They finally got it down to the top 10 for both sides.
Yeah.
So we have Team Street and Team Stage. There were a couple of upsets of people who didn't get chosen. There is a teaser that since they made the decisions, one of those top 20 got hurt. So, and this happened last year too, where somebody who got cut will actually reappear.
Bum bum bum.
The thing that always concerns me when they do those teasers, though, it's like all the people that have been really highly touted. And then some random chick that I don't remember seeing. And I'm like, that's the chick that's going to end up on the show. We're all going to go like,
who the F was that? Who the fuck was that?
I got a little clumped right
there. Oh, cry.
No, I really won't. But
so let me ask you a question real quick. If I were somehow to, one, I'm too old. Two, I can't dance.
You can dance. I have seen it.
If I was on that show, do you think I'd be stage or street? I know what I'm thinking, but...
I think you would think you would be street, because you're not trained.
That's
so,
right.
Therefore, you would be street. But you have to say the Israeli guy kind of went crazy at the end there.
Yeah, he kind of...
They were telling him that he did really well, and they were all saying, it's a yes for me for you to go through the next round. And somebody was saying, but they made him dance for his life, and they made this other guy dance for his life, and he just got upset that he had to dance on the same stage with this other
guy. Sounds like West Side Story.
Yes. For his
life. Get him all knives and let them sort it out.
But the thing I was excited about is there's a girl named Yaya who is a street dancer. She did not make it last year because when they got to the choreography round, she got knocked out because she's not a trained dancer.
Thanks.
And she got to be on this time. And then the guy, Jim, that we had talked about with the gorgeous legs, that is just an incredible dancer, has a good story. And just talking about, he was born with a cleft palate, went through a bunch of surgeries and stuff like that. Man. And he's like, I feel beautiful on stage. And he was. He was truly just a very masculine, strong dancer, but beautifully. I mean, it didn't matter if you're not into dancing.
The dude is pure muscle, and like his leg. I mean, he could be like an action star if he wanted to.
So like me.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He could wear the Superman suit.
Thank God it's an Audible podcast. Yeah, just like you.
He could wear the Superman suit better than Henry Cavill, no matter what Tiffle says.
Absolutely.
And since Tiffle's not here to hit me, I can say that. All right, that's the most I've gotten to talk about that ever, so I feel really good.
Well,
we can move on.
We didn't have the two other people to.
I know, to yell at me.
Yeah.
Speaking of friends that aren't here.
Oh.
Roxy Seymour Cox, also known as Delighted to Be Here, is appearing on America's Got Talent tonight at 8 o'clock. You won't obviously know this until after you hear the show, but hopefully there'll be a YouTube video of their appearance afterwards or watch it on demand. But she was a guest on our show right before she moved to New York, so we are very excited to have her. on America's Got Talent. Hopefully she does well. I just kind of feel like if she's promoting it this hard, that hopefully she did well.
I would imagine so. Yeah. Even, you know, no matter what, she's really positive.
She's 7 foot tall and gorgeous and sings beautifully. 7 foot tall in heels. And gorgeous and sings beautifully and is just incredibly gifted.
Yeah, and that's her real advantage is a lot of the drag queens lip sync most everything, but she can actually sing.
You didn't know that a geeky podcast would talk about drag queens and dancing, did you?
No, no.
Everything is geeky.
Everything is geeky, but we love Roxy, we love Clay, and we hope he does really well tonight. Absolutely. So, all right. I've done 2 segues now. Yeah, is there anything on the list you'd like to talk about, Adam? Yeah. I think you mentioned that. Ant-Man.
Yeah. That does look promising.
Yeah, it does. There's a sneak peek for some people who participated on the Charlotte Geeks page on Monday the 13th, so we'll get to see it a couple days ahead of everybody else.
Cool.
Nice.
And we'll review it next week.
We will.
Nice.
We will. It should be rather awesome.
I know an Avenger who's going to appear in that movie. Should I spoil that or not?
I want to know.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Are you guys okay with that?
Spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear, go ahead 1 minute on the podcast.
La, 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 la.
It's the Falcon.
Okay.
So they gave that to him since they kind of cut him out of the other movie.
Yeah.
He had a very small role.
Yeah, he's going to be in this, so it should be good.
Cool.
That's all my scoop on that. Other than that, the movie is going to be set, it's going to go back and forth from, I think, 1989 to present time. So it'll be kind of back and forth.
So really, do you think they're going to go back with the Henry Pym's character?
They are.
Really?
I think they'll do some of that.
I hope they don't try to do reversing aging on Michael Douglas.
You know they will.
Ah, crap.
Well, they found enough footage of him from, like, the 70s.
Well, I guess they would just need to CGI the face long enough for him to lower the shield, and then it could be anybody in the suit, right?
Well, it's put a clothespin on the back of his head.
The worst I think I saw that was Patrick Stewart and Magneto when they de-aged them. And
Worst thing ever was the CGI of Tony Soprano's mom after she died.
Oh, and they yes.
That was the worst CGI ever. They took her head and they put it on a woman who had a granny nightgown on. And they just took things that she actually said in previous episodes and kind of looped them all together to make it be her having a conversation with Tony.
Well, now that you mention it, the worst one that I saw, well, it wasn't really bad. It was just really obvious. The last episode in season 5 of Game of Thrones, with Cersei doing her walk of shame.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry. If you haven't taken the 2 months to watch the episode, I'm sorry. But go ahead and mute this part and then come back. Like when she's doing her walk of shame, you can obviously see that it's her face, like pasted on like a model doing the walk.
Oh,
so I was like, oh wow, she's actually doing that. That's pretty gutsy that she's actually doing that.
Right.
Like, and then oh no, it's her face on
there. I didn't even notice.
If you look really closely, it's like her face is not,
if you
like,
go still by still, like Adam obviously did.
I didn't do frame by frame. I just did slow-mo.
He's like, boobies.
Who does it?
Frame by frame boobies.
Check their pulse.
So, speaking of check their pulse, the gallows opens this weekend. Scary movie. We are thankful to Allied for the passes that they gave us to go ahead and see it. Carol the Cat is not here to review it, but she did say that it was not her favorite horror movie.
Yeah.
But there were definitely people there that seemed to enjoy it, and we appreciate the opportunity to see it.
I think it's the folks who did like the Sinister series.
Insidious.
Yeah, I don't watch horror movies. I get too scared watching a preview. I like set my pants on.
Me too.
It's crazy.
Are you serious? You're a metal band girl.
You know what scares me? You know what scares me? Those videos from fireworks this weekend of these stupid people.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
I mean, there were definitely some Darwin Award winners.
Yeah, what?
I said I didn't see any of those.
Okay, well, let me tell you, there was a guy who put a fireworks display on his head and lit it and died instantly.
Because it's not there no more.
Yeah, his head's not there.
It was what was the cause of death? Old age or
Darwin? They said.
So you actually watched a man's head explode?
No, I did not. They did not show that.
Space of death.
They said there was drinking involved. And yeah, they said that. Yeah, like that was a shock. And then they said that there was. His brother says, no, he didn't mean to light it. He was just holding a lighter up around it to make people laugh. Well, they didn't laugh about 30 seconds later.
They're covered with his brains.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
But then one of our friends loaded this thing and said some 4th of July hilarity, and so I clicked on it thinking I could trust my friend. But
no.
Somebody put a firecracker, like, on his junk.
Oh, yeah.
And lit it, and, like, you could see the pants and everything are on fire. So that means that, like, the melted spandex mesh was on there.
Well, at least he's trying to put some chlorine in his gene pool. By, like, eliminating himself from procreation.
Yes.
And then there was, like,
I love my junk. I don't think I want fire anywhere near it.
And then there was, like, some other person
that's the goal
who actually tried to do the fart firecracker.
No.
And it was like a 50-year-old man. Like, he should know better.
Matt, was this you?
No. And then 50, it was, really? And you know, people are laughing as he's running around, because let's talk about the fact that fire is up his butt. And then there was somebody else that actually had put on a helmet and put the firecracker, like the spark plug, on top.
I saw that one.
Oh. And then it's like,
they have like lighter fluid or something, and it dripped down the front of the mask.
No.
Something like that.
It was something crazy, and that was like a minute in, and then I stopped, and it was a 3-minute video. I couldn't go any further. I was like, I know people are stupid. I don't need to actually watch it happen. So, but yeah,
that's why they're illegal in a lot of states.
Well, I know when I was a kid, there was somebody who had put firecrackers. You know, they used to put firecrackers in the mailboxes. That was the big joke when we were kids. And there was a kid that went back to see why it hadn't gone off as it went off, and it blew his hand off.
That was in Butterfly Effect, too. The first one with Ashton Kutcher.
And two.
Yeah.
That's the first one.
But that movie came out after, and I think that one made the news, but it was a kid in my town.
Oh my gosh, so, that's horrible.
I never saw Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher.
Good.
Yeah, you always drive to the South Carolina border to get the bang, shooty, bang, bang fireworks. In North Carolina, it's just, ooh, sparks.
Yeah.
As we found out.
You can't find anything that lifts off the ground in North Carolina. That's all illegal.
Found out the hard way. One of our friends bought like $70 worth of those.
Oh, no.
I didn't, but we know now.
It's like your Spinal Tap moment, though. You know?
All we needed was a tiny stone.
So you're saying there's no power in your show. Nothing explodes or...
No fire, but there is some CO2 jets.
Oh, so, yeah.
So that's cool.
That's metal.
Yeah. I like it.
Take the air out of your lungs.
Is CO2 anything like helium?
I like where you're going with this, Giddy Geeker.
That'd be awesome.
Calgary man ties 100 helium balloons to the chair and flies over the city.
Yeah.
I know you're saying up, but you know there was actually a movie about a guy who goes up in a balloon. Remember that?
Yes.
We watched it together.
Yeah. Yes.
It was the...
On Netflix.
It was the roommate from Notting Hill. The guy who plays the roommate of Hugh Grant in Notting Hill. He, like, ties himself to a chair, and he goes running across, and then he lands in this town, and he decides he likes his life better there.
Huh.
And, but then somebody finds him, and then he has to... Does he want the simple pastoral life where he's a somebody, a big fish in a little pond, or does he want to go back to being crap on the streets, the hard, rough streets of London or wherever he
was? I might need to do this and see where I land.
Well, there was another report of, I think, a South American pastor or priest, something, tied. It did the same thing, and he didn't know how to use his GPS, and they never found him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not good.
No, it's not.
He still might be flying somewhere.
Well, I mean, those weather balloons,
right.
They can get you past the oxygen.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then you're probably,
Well, yeah. Kind of.
Or space junk.
That kind of reminds me that, what was it? Was it Superman 4 with the supercomputer?
Three. Richard Pryor.
Yes.
Yes.
They had the balloon little...
Yep.
I don't think Kelly was even alive at the time.
I lost, everybody under the age of 22.
So he's Richard Pryor.
Oh,
no. That's so sad.
They've made four Supermans already?
The third one was really pretty much a Richard Pryor movie.
It was.
With a cameo by Superman.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Spoiler alert for this old-ass movie. The only thing that was cool about it, I think, was they had some kind of simulated kryptonite.
Yes.
That was a little bit off because he put nicotine or tar as a mystery to the kryptonite. Right. Superman turns evil, so he has a dark suit.
Right.
Because that's what you do. It looks like a lot like Henry Cavill.
Right, right, right.
That's
right.
A great movie. Right. And he's at a bar hitting peanuts with his super flinging...
Going off like
bottles.
Bullets.
Yeah. Like, usually the people are saying, Superman's a dick, man.
And then he fights himself, and the supercomputer has all this weird stuff, and... Like, the robot lady scared me after a while when I was a kid. That was awesome. Go watch that movie, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, the obvious connector to a more current time, although still in the past, is that the premise of Superman 3 is also the premise in Office Space. Another great movie. You take the little half percentages, and that's how you become a millionaire.
Oh.
Don't you remember
I got
that?
You, yeah.
Didn't they mention that in Office Space?
That's
they
what were, I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how it was. Thanks for you catching up to me.
Yeah, it was like, that's the plot of Superman 3.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen both those movies a lot, but yeah.
No, that's their idea when they realize that in a space or in a deck
just
or whatever.
Like Superman 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. Funny.
There's a YouTube, and I was going to mention this for Tiffany Tiffles, Tenacious T, whatever.
She's dead to me.
She's dead to us. She's not here. But there's a thing on YouTube where they took the footage from Superman 4, which is where Lex Luthor creates the solar guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that thing was the worst piece of shit probably ever. But they put, instead he creates Henry Cavill. So they use footage from Henry Cavill Superman
and
Christopher Reeve Superman, have them fight each other. And then they become friends at the end. It's really weird. But it's all like footage, so none of it really matches up very well. Because, you know, what's his name? Christopher Reeve is all bright, his suit, and then Henry Cavill's is all dark. But I guess
I still haven't seen that Superman. Huh. Sorry.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not.
Are you going to see Batman versus
I guess
Superman?
I probably should see the Superman movie first, I suppose.
You probably don't need to.
So, I'm way behind. I haven't even seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, my
God. Blasphemy.
Get on this podcast, man.
Sorry.
Is that Hand to God?
Yes.
I rate that movie 5 out of 5 Uga Chaka.
All
right. Nice.
Well, we here at Guardians of the Geekery don't like Guardians of the Galaxy at all, obviously. Right, Starnes Lord?
Right.
Okay.
Wait, what? No, we love it. We're being crazy.
Please don't sue us, Disney.
They might.
So, audience member attempts to charge their cell phone on stage?
Yeah, so there's this hit Broadway show in New York City called Hand of God. It's a comedy. But the set is so realistic, it has things like a socket and a cell phone charger on there. So a guy in the audience walked up and tried to hook up to the fake cell phone charger to charge his phone while the performance is going on. And this is like a packed thing. And they had to like rush out and grab this guy, basically, and get him off the stage. I don't know if drinking was involved, but it probably...
In what world is that okay?
Even if it was real,
to be aware of at CleverCon, you may have somebody rushing the stage, and you're going to think, "Oh, she's going to throw her panties at you." But no,
did have a bra thrown at our EP release. That was fun.
It was like
Tom Jones up there.
Can I have it back, please?
But the keyword of the day, kiddies, is boundaries.
So don't unplug their amp, their Marshall stacks.
Don't unplug us. We'll unplug you.
That's right.
Yes.
Permanent like.
Kelly carries a large knife on stage with her.
Wobby.
Stab. She doesn't need a knife.
Well.
Speaking of deadly women. Ella Di Young. Ella Di Young is the new Electra. She's a French actress.
Yes.
And
she looks Greek.
She had a part in exactly. There's no Greeks on the planet.
Exactly. There is no Greek actresses out there.
No, there's none. There's none.
Yes.
And definitely nobody in Greece needs any work.
Right, exactly.
The banking system is perfectly run.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, she's the new Electra for season two. So we're going to have Electra and we're going to have Punisher, which is pretty cool. But I guess the actress was on The Walking Dead. So you have two ex-Walking Dead people.
All right.
So I guess they're not as dead as we thought.
Not at all.
True.
They're walking.
I don't watch that show.
Speaking of things that were dead that aren't, Harry Shearer.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we're not going to go to the rest in peace yet. Thank you very much.
I was like, way too soon. So Harry Shearer was not going to do the next season of The Simpsons. He does the voice of Mr. Burns, Ned Flanders, Waylon Smithers, and Principal Skinner.
Amongst others.
Amongst others. But he is just signed on for season 27. So
yay!
They backed up the dump truck full of cash.
That's right.
And he said, you know what? I can do one more season. It's better than sitting at home. So, yeah.
All
so
right. Good. I hadn't finished that last
one. You know what I really think happened is he saw that his friend doing the PetSmart commercial.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know.
You know who I saw doing a PetSmart commercial?
Herc?
Zach.
Me? Oh.
The Black Ranger from the original Power Ranger series. Yeah.
Really?
Isn't it kind of weird when your childhood heroes are like on TV commercials?
How far they've fallen.
But you know what? Actually, they get paid really good if it's a national commercial.
I bet.
And they get residuals.
Because
didn't get that on Power Rangers.
I recently went back and watched the first episode
of Power Rangers.
It did not hold up. I'll leave it in my childhood.
Yeah, sometimes childhood shows should be left there.
Yes.
True.
That's why I try not to watch many of the old cartoons I liked. I tried watching Thundercats and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is the worst thing ever. But
even Super Friends
based on
the Justice League, which I had such great memories, you know, and it's like, but yeah, like the first ones, like in the 70s, they were so bad because they were trying to have like a point to them and it was just like, oh my gosh, no.
Remember, kids!
Right. I did watch Danger Mouse again because it's on Netflix now.
Danger Mouse.
They have them all on Netflix right now because they're about to do a new series. So, and actually, they still are a lot of fun. The early animation is horrible, but it's still fun to watch at least. And they're only like 10 minutes long, so it's not like you can watch you can watch like all 40 episodes like in one sitting, basically.
I remember watching that back in second grade before school. It was great. Oh, man. I need to watch that.
Danger Mouse. I know. Y'all look at me like you can't transition. You are open to talk as well, Kelly.
Oh, yes. Kelly. Anytime now.
She's drawing.
I am drawing.
How did you guys meet and get the band together? How's that? I like to know.
Us two or the band?
In general, I guess, because you said you had a bunch of lineup changes. So obviously the two of you have lasted through all those.
So the band started with me and the drummer. We're the only two original people, and just some people I knew from high school.
Cool.
We had a couple lineup changes, and then we found Adam while we were looking for a singer.
A hired gun.
We'll pay you $5.
I literally was the merc with the mouth.
Fiverr.com.
Please, a singer's tongues.
I would sing for money.
Still waiting on that.
Keep waiting.
What money?
Keep waiting, my friend.
But yeah, so yeah, I don't know. He hit us up, and we did a gig with WSOC TV, and we just decided to keep going from there. And then his rhythm guitarist from his other band had joined soon after that, and that's the lineup that we got now.
Nice,
awesome. Yeah.
Who writes the songs?
It's a toss-up. Each piece of the song comes from a different person a lot of the times. It just depends on what we come up with first. Like, either I'll come up with a chorus and then we write around that, or Brett, our rhythm guitarist, will have a riff and then we write around that. Just depends on song by song basis.
Nice. But
we always try and work towards what's best for the song instead of, you know, well, I came up with this, we need to work on this verse. It's like, oh.
So if somebody goes to something clever, band.com,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they go to your discography, which song should they click on first to get the best gateway impression of you?
Intro.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's not a bad track.
Freaks Like You?
Yeah, that is one of our most popular ones.
Cool. Probably that one.
Yeah. So that one's off Season of Darkness, which is our current EP. And then we're going to do the next installment, Season of Light, sometime probably next year.
Oh, awesome.
So it'll be a dual thing.
Who's some of your influences?
We'll have tons of different ones. Oh, yeah. But similar ones at the same time. My biggest one, I say this in every single interview ever, Avenged Sevenfold, Sinister Gates.
Cool.
Is my main guy. What are some of your...
I've got really weird, eclectic influences sometimes. I draw influence anywhere from Imogene Heap to Matt Tuck, A Bullet from a Valentine, to
Incubus,
to All That Remains, and God, what have I been
on? Mice and Men.
Of Mice and Men.
Cool.
Just tons of stuff.
I know your influences better than I am. Yeah.
Kelly's like, this is what they are.
There's just so many of them, they rotate in my brain all the time. It's just like, what's on the Rolodex? Nice.
And did you say this was the band you started with? Like,
yeah.
This has been your band. And Adam, you've been with a couple? You had your own?
I had one band previous. It was called the Jupiter Tide. And they did okay. And then everybody went their separate ways, and I wanted to stick with it. I really wanted to get into another serious project and see what I could do with it. And I saw how serious they were when they were doing the WSOC project with everything, and we're looking for a singer, and I kind of gravitated toward that. And it's been good chemistry ever since.
Cool. What's the biggest thing you've ever fought about?
In the band?
Yeah.
No, forget that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Outside the band, you want to tell us about?
Yeah.
Give us some dirt.
Yeah.
We want to sell some tickets to Clever Dog. Come on, dirt.
There might be a fist fight on stage.
I think, like, just different opinions on planning stuff, I would think.
I don't know. I can't think of, like, one big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing huge. Everything usually gets resolved, which, thank God.
That's cool.
And there's not that many. I mean, we're making it sound like, oh, God. But
yeah.
The turmoil behind the music.
We all get it.
When we come back,
we'll find
Kelly out. Explains why Adam's no longer on the podcast.
Oh. Why,
yes,
Kurt Loder,
I'd love to do it here.
So you said there were going to be other bands at CleverCon. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. The bands we have on are Graceful Regret. They've got a bit of an 80s influence, so anybody that is into the 80s rock.
So it's old people. Yeah, go on.
No, they're really, they're actually really,
really
young.
Yeah.
It's, they've got like this anachronistic vibe of 80s metal, but young.
Yeah,
guys.
Cool.
Yeah, in the band.
Yeah, going on.
Like, Quiet Riot influence, maybe?
Possibly.
Oh, yeah, that was my first concert.
my first concert was Barry Manilow.
Oh, man.
I got taken by somebody else who had tickets.
You don't have to lie. It's okay.
But no, then I went to Jimmy Buffett. I redeemed myself a little bit.
Barry writes some good songs, man.
But one of my favorite concerts was Queensryche. They do a pretty good song.
Operation Mindcrime.
Well, that's what they were doing, a redo of that. Oh. $15, but there was no seat, so you had to stand the whole time. But
that's how rock used to be.
It was pretty good. Anyway,
sorry.
It's kind of like Pink Floyd's The Wall kind of version, don't you think, Mindcrime?
Yeah. I'd say like an interpretation.
Well, it's a concept album, sort of. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. anyway, sorry. Other bands.
Yeah, it's, we've got Osara. They're from Columbia, right?
Columbia, yeah. Yes. South Carolina.
And,
we met
they
them.
Can bring the fireworks. No, I'm sorry.
They will
I didn't say
you.
That.
Yeah, we found them pretty recently and started talking to their manager and kind of set up like a you play here, we'll take you down here type thing. So I'm expecting a pretty good turnout for them. Yeah, they sound really good on their MP3s and all that. So
yeah, they saved our skins by jumping on the bill at the last moment. So thanks to them.
Did somebody jump off?
Well, we had another band on the bill. Point.
Yeah, one of. Oh,
but
sorry,
they,
New
they
Point.
Yeah.
They were going to do it, and then they had to back out at the last moment. And
they were on a tour, so.
Yeah.
Skin Cage. They're actually. They seem to be local favorites.
Yeah, cool. Statesville.
I don't know if I've heard.
They kind of sound like they sound a lot like Lamb of God, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of metal fans are going to really like them if they haven't heard them before, which.
They'll definitely be the heaviest on the bill.
Yeah. The Reason You Stayed. They are hard rock, little metal, and they do a few covers. They're all female.
Young, too.
Yeah. So, all young female hard rock band, and they definitely have a good draw in the area.
Awesome.
So, if you haven't seen them before, it'd definitely be a good act to catch. So, doors are going to be at like 6 or 6:30. Mm-hmm. So.
And then that weird band, Let's Last.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to mention that.
Not very good.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even remember their name. Something,
something.
I don't know.
They were trying to be...
Something Cleaver.
Crafty.
I don't know.
That's right.
I think they're based off of Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, Something Cleaver.
Something Cleaver.
Totally different
That's right.
kind of vibe.
That's a different band.
Wow. So how long is your set going to be?
Personally, ours is going to be like
5 hours.
An hour or so, yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
With a few surprises thrown in.
Nice.
Yeah, and we'll be announcing the winners of the cosplay contest and
yes.
everything during our set and
cool.
all that. So.
And the cool thing is, yes, we are having a cosplay contest, and if you show up at the door in costume, you get $6 on your ticket instead of 8. But if you already bought your ticket, it was 5. I'm derailing. I'm spiraling.
Save him.
God. On the cosplay contest, we're gonna have the display of all the costumes in the middle of the show, and then at the end, we're gonna judge all of them, and the grand prize is going to be either an Xbox 360 or a PlayStation 3.
Whoa.
Provided to us by one of our sponsors, Play It Again Games in Concord.
Oh, plus nice. Some other stuff, too.
And awesome. Other stuff, so that's only one of the prizes.
Cash and
yeah.
prizes. And,
yeah.
Cool.
The money.
Money.
So how much do you pay if you thought about buying a ticket beforehand, did not do that, show up with a Captain America t-shirt on... And pay at that time. How much would
the
that be?
The advance ticket's cheaper than costume.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't think to buy your ticket and you have a Captain America t-shirt on, go find a trash can lid and come back and we'll give it to you for the discount price.
That's the correct answer.
Nice.
I'm scared.
You should be.
Yeah, you're not going in a toga again, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he does not wear anything underneath.
Toga.
Toga.
I was scared.
Maybe a fez.
There you go.
He went as Socrates last year. What does that say?
Socrates.
Oh, you need to go potty?
Yeah.
I'm going to announce it on the podcast that you're going to go potty now.
Can we follow you in?
Let's bring the mic in there. You know, there's probably some good acoustics in the shower.
So, is there anything we shouldn't talk about while you're gone?
That we should talk about?
Shouldn't.
Oh.
Kelly, give us all the
color consistency.
Kelly gets it.
Oh, about the podcast. Oh.
No, it's okay. You can go now.
Oh, okay.
You're allowed.
So what's up with True Detective?
And Adam?
Yeah.
Light a match.
So, we actually have poopery in our toilet.
Oh, yeah, we're covered.
Oh, wow. We sprayed in the toilet first.
Poopery.
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 It had a British logo on it, so it went with the Doctor Who bathroom. It really wasn't for the purpose, but...
But it smells enchanting.
Yes. So what's up with True Detective?
True Detective, season 2, I didn't know if I was going to like it.
I haven't watched.
Oh, no, I won't say anything. Right. No spoilers, but I'll say, like, the first episode,
that was
like,
scary.
Yeah.
Please don't make that sound again.
Right, I'll try not
and then
to.
Episode 2, I was like, okay, getting a little better. Then this episode was fantastic, and Vince Vaughn is in it.
Right. That I know.
And he dies. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
They all die.
I will let he all the air out of your tires when I leave.
But I will say, he had a great performance this episode, and he really kind of reminded me of the guy who's playing Kingpin.
Vincent D'Onofrio. Evidently, if you're named in Vincent, you could be a pretty good actor.
Yeah, but. Because he's got that dual side of it where you kind of feel for him, and it's tough with like a kind of hard character like that, but it's a really great performance, and I'm happy for him because, you know, he's been doing a lot of those kind of bad comedies things for a few years, so I think he finally has a chance to act again, and he took it, man.
That's good.
He's there, and it's
he's been
really
in some serious
good.
Roles before yeah. he really got into major comedy stuff, you know, so yeah. It is nice to see that he's kind of trying.
Yeah, so I'm very happy with True Detective, and I don't know if it's going to tie back in with season one at all, but there is a little thing where they could. I'm just curious if they're going to do it. So, but anyway, yeah.
Are you excited about Twin Peaks coming back?
I am, because they had that whole fake out thing.
Right,
where
right.
It wasn't going to happen, and then somebody was like, "Oh, it's going to happen." I'm like, "No way!"
Right.
Are you excited?
I am excited. Oh yeah. I mean, when I was in college, you know, we all got together every week to watch it. So, I think it was definitely a revolutionary show.
Yeah.
That's led the way to a lot of this stuff. Because even Wayward Pines, it's on now. I don't know if you guys have been watching that or not.
No, yeah, I really want to.
It's actually really good. But once again, even the writer said that they were very influenced by Twin Peaks, which you can tell, trust me, when you see the show. And Prisoner, I think, as well, even going further back.
Oh, right.
Prisoner, which I loved, the original Prisoner.
And then Adam did this fucking thing. Hey. Hey,
oh, hey. How's it going? Hey, everybody.
You survived the bathroom.
And you're still looking for a new singer, so.
That's fun. I'm going to start my own band. Blackjack and Hookers.
Oh, dear. He's back yet. Yeah.
So, some 15-year-old caught a math error at the golden ratio formula.
Yeah, I've got no idea what the golden ratio formula is, and I, of course, did not look that up, but... So
science.
He's at the Boston Museum of Science, and he's looking at this 10-year-old math exhibit, and he finds 3 errors in it. That kid's 15.
That's impressive.
And it's been sitting there for 10 years. Right. Who knows who's been in this museum?
Right.
And
no one was paying attention, evidently.
No,
not
at all.
So I have 3 schools of thought on this.
Yes.
The first school is no one's paying attention.
Right.
The second school of thought is, do you remember, like, the intern a couple weeks ago who suddenly found a new planet for no apparent reason?
The
NASA intern and was working with some scientists, and while they were doing it, they found a planet.
Wow.
That none of the other people sitting there looking through the scope had seen. And now we have a 15-year-old catching a math error in golden ratio. And Cards Against Humanity just came out with the STEM pack about science and all that stuff. I think it's a plot. It's a vast white right-wing conspiracy to get more people to be in science because it's cool. Science. Or a way to get kids, you know, away from their phones on the interwebs long enough to pay attention to science.
Man,
it's like, we'll take a 15-year-old and say, do you see anything wrong there? Hey, kid, like right there. Do you see something? Oh, look, that kid found an error. No, I'm kidding. I'm very excited for him.
Yeah. I'm bummed out because all those things that I use the golden ratio formula for, I can't use them anymore.
I know.
Windows.
That's it.
It's like, how am I going to cook my pizza rolls now?
I know. Exactly. Now you know why your souffle would never rise, because the golden ratio formula.
It's going to change CleverCon completely, because the whole formula in the back there.
All your acoustical format out the window.
Physics and stuff. Science.
Science.
Yes.
Where was Bill Nye the Science Guy when this happened? That's what I want to know. Maybe it's really Albert Einstein. He's in
inserted himself into the robot of a 15-year-old body from Tomorrowland.
Oh, God, no.
No? Okay.
Please don't.
No. I'm stopping.
It was just a bad movie.
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
I got you, Kelly. Bless you.
Starring Robin...
No, too soon. Elvis lives at a 15-year-old.
There was a... I just saw this before we came on, so... You guys know about Gen Con at all?
Yep.
Okay, so it's like a gaming
convention,
right? So
it's huge.
The
it's
folks
huge.
Of StormCon are coming up with a one-day event on August 1st called Gen Can't.
Oh.
For people who cannot go to Gen. Can't? No,
Con.
Anyway.
What is this?
August 1st.
August 1st?
Yep, and it's called Gen Can't. And it's going to be in Charleston. So,
interesting.
Anyway, I just saw it. I thought I'd mention it. So,
well, I'm going to tell you something that's cool no matter where you are.
Yes.
Amazon Prime members, they're going to have a huge sale on July 15th, a mere week and a day away.
Oh, that's my payday. Uh-oh.
I know. I've been
fastidiously
putting things in my cart so that I can check their prices on the 15th. Because if you're an Amazon Prime member, you'll get... way low prices, supposedly. And, of course, because you're a Prime member, you get free shipping. So,
you do.
Well, free because you already paid for it shipping, well, but, right. You know, there you go. But they say it's going to be bigger and deeper sales.
That's all the time we have today. No.
Yeah. That was Kiro the cat going, meow. That all to say, I lost my train of thought. Bigger than Black Friday. That's all right. What it is. So, Amazon Prime members, or if you've ever considered, you know, you can get a 30-day free trial of Amazon Prime. This might be a good time to sign up for it.
Oh, man.
Because I know my Funko Pop addiction is going to be
very
hard to resist.
It's spreading.
My wall.
You're going to need another.
I've got a couple. I got through the Loot Crate.
Oh.
I need to restart that.
What do you have?
That was fun.
Which one?
I can't even remember. Groot. I have Groot.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool. I can't remember the end.
Batman Joker. Batman Joker combo.
Combo?
Oh, that one. I don't have that one.
That was one.
I have two Walking Dead ones.
All right.
There you go.
Cool.
Daryl and Rick, right?
Yep. I need to get the rest of the Orphan Black ones. I want to get they have one of Rachel with her. Spoiler alert, I poked out and the pencil in her hand, so...
Oh,
I don't know. Is that enough time for people? It really wasn't, was it? Spoiler alert. Okay. So I guess we are at that time where we're kind of winding down. The good part was while Adam was in the bathroom.
Yeah, it is true.
Well, I got lost. I pulled on a wall sconce and found a secret passage.
Don't tell people about that.
Well, they don't know which wall sconce.
Well, there's only two bathrooms. So, there you go. We did, unfortunately, have some sad news today. Only 43 years old. Amanda Peterson, best known as one of those 80s chicks that girls and guys equally drooled over. The cheerleader from Camp Buy Me Love passed away. Mm-hmm. It was interesting because I clicked on a couple links to try to read more. And there was one where her dad was saying something to do with sleep apnea. But every time I tried to click on those links, that... information was not in there, so I wondered if it was an edit, like they pulled it out because it sounded bad. But she was only 43.
And then there was another thing I just saw. Jerry Weintraub, producer of Ocean's 11, but way before that, he was a concert promoter for Frank Sinatra, Bob Dylan, and Elvis, and he passed away, and he was much older. But
77, right?
Yeah.
So... I just wish people would stop dying, but I guess that's not an option.
That's not going to happen.
No.
I don't plan on it.
But at least if you're going to die, please don't die from a firecracker. Just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Yeah, don't. Not when you're drunk.
Do see, the celebrity thing always happens in threes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I just...
Yeah, but there was...
Leave Betty White alone.
And Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you see the video I linked of him dancing? You have to go. Go to the Guardians of the Geekery Facebook page. He did a video for a band that they went and enjoyed too locally. It's him and his wife dancing in this video. And it's hysterical. But anyway. I guess that's it.
Herc, where can folks find you and or Sketch Charlotte?
Well, every Thursday night at Showmars across from Heroes on 7th. You can find us there. Everyone's welcome, of course. Please come hear us talk about all things art-related, music, movies, whatever. Like I said, everyone's welcome. And otherwise, you can probably find me online. I don't actually have a devoted website yet. I'm still building it. But I have a DeviantArt gallery and a Tumblr as well. So.
And Sketch Charlotte is on Facebook, isn't it?
Yes, Sketch Charlotte is on Facebook, so you can find us there as well.
And if you see somebody whose name is Araskus, that's
her. Yes, exactly. If you see a big-nosed Greek guy, that would be me.
And Kelly and Adam, where can we find you and remind us the dates of CleverCon once again?
They can go to somethingcleverband.com/CleverCon.
Okay.
And if you click on the flyer, it'll go right to the Facebook link.
And it's August
15th.
There you go.
Awesome. Yep.
A month after the Amazon Prime sale. Not that I'm... and this podcast not sponsored by Amazon Prime. Right. But if you would like to sponsor us, good.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Take the fucking money.
We'll make money, honey. So. All right. Kelly, any final words of wisdom you'd like to impart upon the group?
I would like to see everybody there at the show.
There you go.
Woo-hoo. Oh, and there's going to be food trucks there.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
Any vegetarian ones? Probably not.
I think a few of them do have salads.
Oh, yes. That's not really vegetarian.
Well.
But thank you. Thank you.
They
yes.
might have some vegetarian.
They might have some leaves I can eat.
There's some stones. Last time I was at Tremont parking lot.
That's right.
The
that's
parking
right.
lot had a lot of gravel. I you could like have it. Some gravel. Yeah, it's good for you. Man.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yeah. Come in costume.
Yeah, come in costume. There are a lot of cosplayers in Charlotte and North and South Carolina, so come on out.
Yay!
Yay!
Woo! Bye, everybody. We love you.